This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. What's al? Al means family. Jayid. Wa ala alihi wa ala. See, the word ala, harf of jar. Wa ala and upon. Ala alihi, alihi, jayid, and upon his family, wa sahbihi, and upon his companions, ajma'in. Hayyakumullah, ya mashayikh. We return after lunch. What happens after lunch, ya mashayikh? The eyes begin to droop, digestion begins, and people tend to fall asleep. It's our duty, our job to make sure that that does not happen to you, inshaAllah. If it happens, you pay us 5 rands, bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Jayid. For the next 10 minutes, let's do a little bit of revision. All notes closed. All notes closed. I want you to tell me what you've learnt. One brother, tell me something that you've learnt. Then a sister, put up your hands and we'll go like that. Let's see if we can have 5 brothers, 5 sisters who give us 10 things that they've learnt new here today with regards to the Arabic language. Alhamdulillah. Anything that we've learnt. Fadal ya doctor. Fadal. If one can start from the beginning, it would be fantastic. But you don't even have to follow that order. Fadal, what did we learn?
We learned that the noun cannot have tanwin and alif at the same time.
Excellent. We learned that it is haram to say al-waladun. Haram. We can't say al-baytun. Haram. We can't say al-ummun. Haram. We can't say al-abun. Haram. Jayid, we can't say al-qalamun haram. One of two options. We say al-qalamu, the pen, definite. Or qalamun. Yes or no? Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Any sister, something that we learned? Put up your hands. Father Lufti at the back. Harf jar and the word after it is majroor. The same sister. Now, what is this harf jar? You're talking Italian, ya Ukti. Jayid, what is harf of jar? Well, give me an example of harf of jar.
Ala.
Ala, which means on. Nobody writes. Ala.
Ila.
Ila means to.
Fi.
Fi, which means in. Jayid, many times the Arabs would write like this. So you got that fi thing? Takes too long to put one dot and one dot. What did they do? Just put a line underneath it. Jayid. Ta. One dot and then pick up and put a ya Allah. Jayid. Entirely, Jayid. No time like this. Just put a line like that. That's ta. Are you with me? So you don't go there now. Arab, he wrote you one letter. Always a billah. Look at these people. Everything they're changing. And from Abdullah, they're making Abdullah, Abdillah. Then the letters also, we learned something else. And Mulana told us, and they're teaching something else. Jayid, ya, like that. No two dots, long story. Just put a line there. That's a ya. Khalas. So the sister says, the huruf of jar. We got ala, ila, fi. What else, Ufti? Min, from. Jayid. We got the ba, which means by or at or in. We got the waw of qasam, wallahi, tallahi, billahi, wawda, etc. Right? So what about these harf of jar? What do they do, Ukhti? Same sister, what do they do? Excellent. The word which comes after it, the noun which comes after it, it gives it a kasra. An example, Ukhti? Bismi. Say bismi. Originally it's ismu. Ismu. Put a ba there. Bismi. With the masjid, Ukhti. Give us. Put something in front of the masjid. Fil. In the masjid, fil. Suleymanu. Fil masjidi. Excellent. Aminatu is in the kitchen, Ukhti. Aminah is in the kitchen. Aminatu. Fil matbakhi. Excellent. That's two things we learned so far. Brothers, a third thing that we learned. Let's see if we reach 10. Something number 3 we learned. Put up your hands. Father Doctor.
The Arabic phrases divided into 3, verb, noun, and preposition.
Excellent. Arabic language divided into ism or nouns. Then we have fi'il or verbs, doing words, running, sitting, jumping, sleeping. Then we got here particles or huruf. Particles or huruf. Jayid, huruf. Give me an example of those, doctor. Give me an example of an ism, a noun.
Zainab.
Zainabu. Jayid, another one. So that's the name of a person. A male name.
Abdullah.
I thought you go for Muhammad easy. Jayid. Abdullah. Jayid. Okay. What else? Another thing, something.
Sayyaratun.
Qalamun. All objects, things, places, names, etc. Excellent. Then verbs. We learned two verbs today. Only two we've learned. What are, which two? We learned? Dhahaba. Dhahaba means? He went. Then we also learned? Kharaja. He left. Jayid. For example, in history you had the Khawarij. The Khawarij. Links up with Kharaja, Khawarij. They were responsible for the killing of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, Muslim, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, killed Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. They were called the Khawarij. Why Khawarij? Because they went out from the main body of the Muslims. We never said they're not Muslim, but they left the Jama'ah of the Muslims. They separated themselves. They seceded. In English, they are called the seceders. They seceded away from the rest of the body of the Muslims. So those are some verbs. And huruf, we already spoke about some of them there. Excellent, doctor. That's the third thing we learned. MashaAllah. Some say, well, I only got a headache today. Well, I learned something. Well, here, let's see. Number four, any sister, put up your hands. No, another sister. Fadal Ukti.
A female name does not take a
name. Excellent, Ukti. So we have Muhammadun. Jayid. So here we got Muhammadun. Jayid. Whereas we have Zainabu, we have Yasirun, whereas we have Aminatu, we have Bilalun, whereas we have Sumayyatu. Excellent, Ukhti. Brothers, so that's four things we've learned so far. Counting. Keep counting, Ibrahim. Four things we learned. Number five.
Everything is either male or female.
Everything in the Arabic language is either masculine or feminine. Give me some examples of that. Names are easy, Muhammad and Zainab, simple. Give me something else.
Jamalun. Kalabun.
You didn't give the right word yet. You said Jamalun, then you said Kalabun.
Kalamun.
Qalamun, excellent. Qalamun, pen. Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Masculine. Give me an example of something feminine. Sayaratun. Sayaratun. Jayid. Ka is Sayaratun. And by the way, you've all studied. No, you haven't studied in reality. I know that. Right? Sira of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sira. So Sayara has got a Sin, Ya, and Ra. And then Sira also has the same. So is there a link between a Ka and Sira? Yes, there's a link. Why? What is Sira? Sira is to walk the path of somebody. To walk the path of this person's life. The seerah of Abu Bakr. I'm going through the pathway of this person's life. Seerah of Umar. I'm going through the pathway of the life of Umar. In this year he did this. In that year he did that. When he was born he did this. When he died he did this. Da-da-da, whatever. Are you with me? And what's a sayara? Sayara is only a means to take you on the path of a place. Take you on the path, on the journey. Sayara is the vehicle that takes you on a journey. Takes you on a seerah. Jayid, excellent. So that was something else we learned. That was number five. Everything's masculine, feminine. Excellent, Jameel. And from that we learned, then it makes sense in Arabic that they could even call qalamun huwa. Qalamun is huwa. Aina al-qalamu, where's the pen? Huwa ala al-maktabi. He is on the table. But technically it means it is on the table. Are you with me? But because it's got that everything is masculine, feminine story. Did you get that, sisters? Did you get that, sisters? Everything masculine, feminine, walhamdulillah. Jayid, that's number five. Jayid means good. Number six, any sister? Fadal, no, another sister. If we lose out, nobody else, then we come back to you. Fadal,
at this point, he insanity.
14 sun letters, 14 moon letters. Give me an example of something which is a moon letter, where you pronounce that lam. Al-Qalamu. Jayid Al-Qalamu. And give us an example of the sun letters. Ash-Shamsu. Jayid. Okay, same sister. Tell me. Moon or sun? And it's all based upon, if you just know the moon, what you say for moon. Look. Al-Qamaru. So you're pronouncing the lam. Al-Qamaru. Ash-Shamsu. You're not pronouncing the lam. You're joining directly with that letter. It's that sun letter, so it jumps on it directly. Sister, tell me. At-Talibu. Moon or sun?
Sun.
Ar-Rajulu. Sun. Al-Babu. Moon. Excellent. That's six things we learned today. Walhamdulillah. Number seven, brothers, something else that we learned today. Father the Lord.
We learned also from the Prophet Jalil, mean the form to ask someone,
Min aina anta? Min aina anta? But that wasn't a concept. That wasn't like a concept that we learned. You're telling us vocab now. Min aina anta means from where are you? Jayid, a concept. Next man, next to him. Demonstrative nouns. This and that. Jayid, we learned dalika? Yes. So we said, hada ma'un, hada qalamun, this close by, masculine. Whereas for far away, we say, dalika qalamun, dalika rajulun, far away. That's for masculine. Feminine, we haven't done feminine yet. Hadihi, we've not touched as yet. Excellent. So that's what number now? That's number seven. Excellent. So number seven, seven things we learned. Sisters, you got that? Hada dit qalamun. Hada ma'un. Hada jawalun. Tell me, is this correct? Hada haqibatun. Hada haqibatun. No. Because haqibatun is feminine. I cannot say hada. I cannot say hada Aishatu. I cannot say hada Maryamu. Because hada is this for males. I say hada rajulun, hada Muhammadun, hada Sulaymanu, hada Ibrahimu. Female, hadihi Maryamu, hadihi haqibatun, hadihi Aishatu. Khalas, number seven. Number eight, sisters. Number eight, Fadal Ufti. With the exception of just a few, most female words have the ta marbuta, inshallah. There was a small fa'ida, so we'll keep it there. Any other sister on number eight? It was a small one. Fadal Ufti.
The sentence starts with a noun and then it replaces.
Excellent. We have nominal sentences and we have verbal sentences. And then further Ufti. The nominal sentences are made up of what? We require a subject, the thing we're talking about, the mubtada in Arabic. Don't worry about terms. Understand the concept. And then the khabar, the information, the thing which comes with it. Well, alhamdulillah, the khabar, hayyakumullah. Jayid, if there's anybody outside, tell them to come in. I hope they not be based upon our order that if we start, they stay outside. Okay, khair, inshallah. But there's still some senior doctors not here. Anyway, khalas, that was number eight. Number nine, brothers, what else you learned? Yalla, 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 first row. What else did you learn? Huh?
Number broken up into finite, definite.
Jayid, do we not take this? No. Huh? So, for example, the nouns, so you have babun is a noun. Babun is a noun. Make it definite. Add alif and lam, it becomes al-ba-bu. Jayid, we learned that, alhamdulillah. Excellent. Just babun is a door. What else did we learn? So that's a half there. Jayid, any other brother? Jayid, so we are number nine. Fadbal.
Ma and man.
Ma and?
It means what?
Right.
Yeah, and man who?
Man means who?
Yeah.
And bab means door. And kursi means chair. Excellent, mashallah. Jayid. Vocab we leave for later. Yalla, what else have we done? Check, if you guys want to sit here or something, this PlayStation. Jayid. Sometimes you might feel you dozing off in the back. A lot of place here. Jayid. Something else, mashallah. Quickly, a concept, a principle, something. Fadal. We haven't started possession yet. Did you read something else? Anything else we learned? Nothing else?
Harf of Jardi Dada.
You have to hit 10, Yam Shaykh. We are on what? Number 9 now. Yalla. Give me something else. Fadal Ukti. Okay, we didn't really discuss it, but on the side we said that Uktub is an order. Write. Iqra. It's an order to read. If I said Kul means to eat. Jai Kul, eat. If I said with a Qaf, Kul means say. Jai Kul. Allah says to the Prophet, Kul. Kul. Huwa Allahu Ahad. Say. Allah is one, etc. Jai, anything else? One last one, Ya Mashayikh. Fadal. Jameel, the alif of questioning. And sometimes if the word has an alif and you put an alif of questioning, then the Arabs, they don't want to say al-an, so they just say al-an and join it up. So if someone says Allahu Akbar, technically what does that mean? Allahu Akbar, what does that mean? Is Allah the greatest? Excellent. He turned it into a question. Allahu Musta'an. Anything else we learned, Mashaykh? Fadal Doktor. Jameel. We use ma for what is this? Mahada. And we use the word man, which means who, for the aqil. And that brings us to the bigger point. Arabic language, another classification we can have for words is those words which are aqil and those words used for ghair aqil. So for example, dog, cat, animal, donkey, car, bus. Those are all ghair aqil, no intellect. And then human beings, jinn, angels are aqil, insha'Allah. Fahimto? Khair, insha'Allah. Anything else? Anything else? SubhanAllah, that covers everything. What did we learn? You should have just taken quickly in the morning, half an hour. Yalla,
doctor. I just gave the example of Abdullah. You say this Abdullah can have a fatha or kasra.
Jameel, about the vowels. See how they're all sleeping? Huh? What's your name, Shah? Masbuka.
Jabir.
Ismi Jabir. That brings us to another thing we learned. The ya of possession. Ismi Jabir. Excellent. Masbuka, what's your name? He says, Ismi Jabir. Excellent. So Jabir says, we also learned with regards to vowels. Sometimes a word can be babun, sometimes baban, sometimes babin. Jayid. Dun, dan, and din. Jayid. Any of you watch that Dr. Asif Meher Ali? Nobody watched? He has a song. Dun dan din, dun dan din, di da da. Anyway, so babun, baban, and babin. Try it. Based upon its position in the sentence, it changes. For example, ismi Muhammadun. My name is Muhammadun. Change of context. I'm talking now. Ra'aytu Muhammadan. There's Muhammad. I saw Muhammad. Muhammad is the person who I saw. My sight fell on him. He's the object. Yes or no? He's the object of my sight. Excellent. So it's Muhammadan. Salamtu ala. I made salam to ala. Harf of jar. Salamtu ala Muhammadin. I made salam to Muhammad. So we had three sentences. First one Muhammadun. Second one Muhammadan. Third one Muhammadin. Fahimtu? Same like Abdullah. Abdullah. Abdillah. Khalas. Anything else we learned? Fadal.
Indefinite noun.
Babun.
Another noun.
Jayid, okay, well, that's what we're taking next now. Jayid, we'll be taking next now. There we have kitabun, a book. Join it with another noun, kitabu Muhammadin. Book of Muhammad. Became specific. Not just a book out there, but it's now the book of Muhammad. We're discussing that marriage now, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Yalla, open up to page number 27 in my notes. That was 20 minutes of revision, subhanAllah. 20 minutes of revision. How did that happen? A'udhu billah. Yalla, ad-darsu al-khamisu, lesson number 5. On board. We've already given you an example. We said that originally kitabun. Can you all see that? K Kitabun.
Move those curtains. There's some grease coming here, sir. Jayid.
So we got Kitabun and we got Bilalun. Khalas? I told you, Kitabun, Bilalun. Makes any sense? Makes no sense once or whatsoever. It's nonsense. Jayid? No sense. But link these two nouns. Is a book a noun? Yes. Is Bilal a noun? Yes. Link them up. We take this one bomba. Alright, just leave it there. Just put a circle around it. It disappears. Alright? So it becomes Kitabu. And then not Bilalun any longer. Scratch that out. But rather Bilalin. Now it means Book of Bilal. Arabic language does not have this off. Arabic language does not have Bilal's book. In English, we got two ways of showing possession. We say Book of Bilal, or we say Bilal's book. Are you with me? Arabic language does not have mafi of mafi Bilal's. Rather, they put the two nouns together, do some magic, they change one, do this, that, did that, and khalas, possession is shown. Repeat. Kitabu Bilalin. Kitabu Bilalin. Jayid. So now look at this one here. We got Qalamun, and we got the brother, his name is Hamidun. Change it. Any sister, put up your hand. You change it. Sister, put up your hand. Father of the other back. From Qalamun becomes Qalamu. Now you remember I mentioned earlier on. You can have Babun. Strong, it stands, solid. Babun, okay. You can have Al-Babu. No problem, solid. Yes or no? Yes. We cannot have Al-Babun. Haram, you remember? And then I said, as for just Babu, it needs something. Someone needs to come next to you, needs to lean onto someone. There's it there. So when you make it Qalamu, Qalamu, no. It's either Al-Qalamu or it's either Qalamun. But just Qalamu on its own, it's too weak. It needs to jump onto someone. And there's the someone, there's the Hamid, it jumps on Hamid. So it becomes Qalamu what, Ukhti? Qalamu Hamidin. Excellent. Qalamu Hamidin. Now, what's the meaning of this? You can say Hamid's pen or pen of Hamid. Pen of Hamid. Fancy word for this here in this marriage. They call this Qalamu, they call it a mudaf. They call it a mudaf, or the item possessed. Item possessed, a mudaf. Jayid, the thing which is to be linked. And then Hamid is called mudafun ilay. Jayid, English we would call him the possessor. Jayid, the possessor. The item pin linked to who? Linked to Hamid. Item pin owned by who? Owned by Hamid. Are you with me? Okay. Let's see another one. So this is a simple one. You all know this. Example, Baytun and Allahu. Baytun and Allahu. So change it, make it the house of Allah. We got house and we got Allah. A house and Allah. Make it house of Allah. Baytullahi. Baytullahi. Excellent. We got the word Sabil. We got the word Sabilun. And we got the word Allahu. Sabilun, pathway, way. And we got Allah. Make it way of Allah or path of Allah. Sabilullahi. Sabilullahi. Jayid. We got kalam, speech. So it's kalamun originally. And we got Allahu originally. Make it speech of Allah. Kalamullahi. Jayid. This was a marriage. This was the possession marriage. This is the mudaf and the mudafun ilay marriage. What marriage? The mudaf and mudafun ilay marriage. Two nouns, put them together, did something, made one possess the other. Fahimtum? Excellent. Yalla. Open up your books. Page number 27. Sa'id says, أكتاب محمد هذا. Repeat. You tell me, where is it? Where's the mudaf and the mudafun ilay? Where's the marriage of those two nouns in anything I read? Was there?
Yes.
Where? Kitabu Muhammadin. As for the alif, it's the alif of questioning. Yes or no? Yes. So, Akitabu Muhammadin Hada. So he's asking, is this the book of Muhammad? Ya Yasiru, O. What's Ya? O. Ya Allahu, O Allah. Ya Bilalu, O Bilal. Ya Fatimatu, O Fatima. And then take note. Once you have a word, a name, etc., which comes after Ya, it cannot have a tanween. So there, it says Ya Yasiru. Earlier on, we were saying Yasirun. Guy is talking about himself. He says, Ismi Yasirun. My name is Yasirun. Ismi Bilalun. Ana Bilalun. But if that Bilal comes after the Ya, then it loses one of those tanween things. Jayid. Ya Bilalu. Ya Yasiru. A'udhu Billah. This pizza was a curse, Ya Mashaykh. It was a curse, Allah musta'an. Shayid, all that wheat and mushkila, Allah musta'an. Curse. Jayid. Akitabu Muhammadin hada ya yasiru. Repeat. Is this the book of Muhammad? This book here, is this the book of Muhammad, O Yasir? He says, La hada kitabu Hamidin. Where's the mudaf and mudafun ilayh? Where's the item possessed and the possessor? Kitabu Hamidin. Next one. Aina kitabu Muhammadin. What you should be doing is circling all those mudaf and mudafun ilayh. So you understand, Jayid. This whole lesson is to do with this mudaf and mudafun ilayh. What's it called in English? It could be called possessor and Jayid, or they call it annexation or construct. Association of nouns or fancy things. Allah musta. Jayyid. Aina kitabu Muhammadin. Again.
Aina kitabu Muhammadin.
Huwa ala al maktabi.
Huwa ala al maktabi.
Hunaka.
Hunaka.
Over there. Huwa ala al maktabi. What does that mean? It is on the? It is on the desk over there. Hunaka. It is on the desk over there. Jayyid. So huwa it. Alal maktabi, that's our harf of jar and our majroor. Why maktabi? Because of the ala. Yes or no?
Yes.
Jayid. Hunaka, over there. Aina daftaru ammarin?
Aina daftaru ammarin?
So where's the mudaf mudafun ilayh? Daftaru ammarin. Excellent. Now take note. You remember we said that originally it was daftarun. Yes or no? Look at that sentence. Originally it was daftarun. Yes or no?
Yes.
Right. And daftarun is indefinite. Right. Indefinite. It's not al daftaru, but just daftarun. But when we do this mudaf and mudafun ilay marriage, then the whole thing together is regarded as being specific. It is now regarded as being definite. Because now not just any book. This is the book of Hamid. It's the daftar of Sulaiman. It's the daftar of Ammar. It became definite. Yeah, you with me? Yalla. Huwa, where is it? Ha, where is it? Huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. Any mudaf and mudafun ilayh there? Maktabil mudarrisi. Yes. Maktabil mudarrisi is a mudaf and mudafun ilayh. Look here at the board. Look here. Important. In many of my examples I've given you here, we said qalamu and then a name, Hamidin. Kitabu and a name, Biladin. We said, Jayid, where's another one? Okay, Baytullah, did that. Right? Here, what's that sentence now? Maktabil mudarrisi. So here, maktabun originally, maktabun originally, and then Al Mudarrisu originally. Are you with me? Jayid. So then we made it Maktabu Al Mudarrisi. Maktabul Mudarrisi. Are you with me? Jayid. There's nothing fancy happening here. Just like how Hamid was a name and the name was definite, then we got Al Mudarrisi is also definite. It's got Alif and Lam.
Are you with me? Important point here. جيد. This is the مضاف, and that's the مضاف إليه. Yes or no?
Yes.
The مضاف إليه, it can be definite and it can be indefinite. Example.
Awesome. Yeah, Allah, what is this?
Look here. كتاب طالبين.
Here we would say,
whose book is this? This is the book of a student. I showed possession, but the student is not definite. Many, it could be any student. But book belongs to a student. It's book of a student. Book of a student. That's what I wrote there. Kitabu talibin, book of a student. As for Kitabu talibi, what does this mean? Book of the student. And both of them are fine. Both of them are in order. All is well. Are you with me? The mudafun ilay can be specific. Can be specific, and it can be unspecific. Can be indefinite. Jayid. We can have, for example, kitabu Muhammadin. Obviously, by default, that's specific, right? Or it could be kitabu mudarrisin. This is the book of a teacher. Which teacher? We don't know. This is the book of a teacher. Or it could be Kitabul Mudarrisi, book of the teacher. Are you with me? Technically, Allah has an alif and lam there. Similar to how we got Al-Mudarris and how we got Al-Talib. Halas? What is haram? Haram and haram. Super, super 50 times haram. That is for you to put an alif and lam at the beginning here. If there's any construction where there's a mudaf and mudafun ilay, the mudaf can never have an alif and lam. Haram, to the biggest level of haram, can never be an alif and lam here. You can never say al-qalamu hamidin. Because you know what you did? If you said al-qalamu hamidin, you double specified it. Because by saying pen of hamid, you already made it specific. Then why are you putting an alif and lam there to double specify it? Did you get that?
Okay.
Huh? Right? Say, it would be Qalam Muhammadin. In English, you'll translate it as the pen of Hamid. Arabic, don't try to understand everything in light of your English. Right? If we put here Qalam Muhammadin, it means the pen of Hamid or Hamid's pen. Right? But what is haram for you to say Al Qalam Muhammadin Mafi? As-sabilullahi. No. Al-kitabu Muhammadin Mafi. It's kitabu Muhammad. Khalas, it's already been definitized. Khalas? Did you get that? Repeat that. Who will repeat that? Jayid. Dr. Muhammad. Yalla. Yalla, Muhammad. Jayid, first let's start at the top there. Mudaf and mudafun ilay. We got two nouns together. I give you the word qalamun, and I give you your name, Muhammad. Qalamun and Muhammadun. So, marry them. Qalamu Muhammadin. Qalamu Muhammadin. Excellent. Take Muhammad out. Put a student. Pen of a student. Not any specific. Pen of a student. Qalamu. A student. Talibin. Qalamu talibin, pen of a student. Qalamu talibin, a student, pen of a student. Make it pen of the student. Qalamu at-talibi. So joining, we'll just join straight. Qalamu talibi, qalamu talibi. Wallahi, if you got that, you got a lot. From now till the end of lesson number 10, there's only two important matters that we're going to discuss. This was one. This was one, and there's one coming up later. Besides that, everything else is just almost revision. Almost. Right? Small stuff, like example we learned now, Ya. After Ya, we don't say Ya Allahun, but Ya Allahu. Right? We say Ya Bilalu, Ya Yasiru. Not Yasirun, but not Ya Yasirun, but just Ya Yasiru. Are you with me? And also, Ya Fatimatu. No, but Fatimatu was originally Fatimatu. The Ya didn't change it. You with me? Did you get that? No. I said,
that we had Yasirun, Bilalun, and Hamidun, and Aliyun. Put a O Ali, O Hamid, O Bilal. It became Ya Bilalu. Not Bilalun. It lost one. Ya Aliyu. Ya Hamidu. Jayid. And I said, as for the female one, it was originally Fatimatu, and it will remain Fatimatu after the Ya. It was never ever Fatimatun that it got changed to Ya Fatimatu. Female names don't take Tanween, as our sister taught us earlier on. So it was Fatimatu and became Ya Fatimatu. Same story. It was Maryamu and Ya Maryamu. Same story. It was Aishatu, Ya Aishatu. Same story. It was Sa'idatu and Ya Sa'idatu. Same story. Khalas? Excellent. Mushkila, this long story. Jayyid, moving on. قلم من هذا يا علي pen of who جيد any مضاف and مضاف إليه in that sentence قلم من yeah it's a bit deep one that one trying to trick you جيد قلم من pen of who yes or no possession there pen of who pen of who does this belong to? That's a mudafan, mudafun ilay. The man wasn't a name or anything, but it was a mudafun ilay. So qalamu man is also a mudafan, mudafun ilay. Hada qalamul mudarrisi. Any mudaf, mudafun ilay? Yes. Qalamul mudarrisi. Aina haqibatul mudarrisi. What's haqiba? A bag. Jayid, the bag. Aina haqibatul mudarrisi. Where's the bag of the teacher? Or where's the teacher's bag? That's mudaf and mudafun ilayh. Then they say there, hiya. Why hiya? Because haqiba is feminine. Hiya tahta al maktabi. It is tahta. What's tahta? Under the desk. Jayid, this tahta, Jayid, fancy word they have for it. It's called zarf. Don't worry about this, Yamshar. Jayid, it's called a zarf in English. It's called an adverb. Adverb. It denotes and it shows place or time. So the word tahta is showing you what? Showing you place or time? Place. Showing you place, under. If I said fawqa, which means the opposite of tahta. Fawqa means on top. It's on top of. That's showing you place or time? Place, Jayid. If, for example, I said amam al-masjidi. In front of the masjid, amama, in front, khalfa, behind. Those words, amama, fawqa, tahta, khalfa, they are similar to the harf of jar in that they do the same job. Yeah. The word which comes after it will have a kasra. Look there. Tahtal maktabi. It does the job of like a harf of jar, but it's not called a harf of jar because it's not a harf. Harf is like one word, you know, one letter, two letters, fi, min, ila, etc. This is a word, it's got a meaning, etc., right? It's much longer. It's called a zarf, and here, in this one here, it's called a zarf makan. An adverb showing position of place. Right? Then we have other words, for example, the word qabla, before. Meet me qabla al-asri. Meet me qabla al-asri. See, asri. It wasn't a fi or a min or in ala, but it does the same job. قَبْلَ الْعَصْرِ I'll meet you بَعْدَ الظُّهْرِ بَعْدَ الظُّهْرِ Jayid. So those ones are the adverbs of time. Showing before, showing after. They work similar to the حروف of jar. So we'll call the word after it an ism majroor. The maktabi is ism majroor. It's a noun which has been majrurified. But here it was not majrurified by a harf of jar, but it was majrurified because of a zarf which came before it, an adverb. Don't worry about all of that. Alhamdulillah. Moving on. Tamarinu, exercises. Jayid. But before that, if each person can read one line, that would be good. Fadal, doctor, from the passage we just read. Sa'id. What does Sa'id mean? Happy. Fadal. Eidun, Sa'idun. Nice and happily. Read from there. Akitabu. Fadal. Top of the page. Akitabu. Again. Akitabu Muhammadin. Can we ever say kitabun there?
No. on the top of the page. Can we ever say kitabun? No. Because we're linking it up with the next word. So it got, after he got married, then it lost its tanween. Right? After he got married, it lost its tanween. So it's kitabu Muhammadin hada. A kitabu Muhammadin hada. Ya, ya, siru. Next person. Fadda, doctor. Read. La. لا هذا كتاب حامدين. Circle all the مضاف المضاف إليه. كتاب حامدين. Next person.
أين كتاب محمد؟
لا. Jay, tell me what's wrong here. The brother said أين كتاب محمدين. Tell me what's wrong. It's كتابو because it's linked with the next word. Jayid, it's linked with the next word. Aina kitabu Muhammadin. Jayid, aina kitabu Muhammadin. In fact, even if they did this, look at the board. Even if they did not put any sign on the qalam, but they put Hamid and they put that tanween at the bottom there. One second, after I explain this, we'll catch you when you where you are lost, inshallah. Jayid, look here. If we just had, they wrote this in your book, they wrote qalamu, and then Hamidin. They did not put any signs on this column. Look here. By the mere fact that you see Hamid, and you know originally Hamid, everything is dhammafied by default. By the mere fact that Hamid is no longer dhammafied, and now it's got this kasra here, then you must know that there's some link, there's some marriage here. He's wearing a ring. Okay? When he's married, they don't wear a ring. So imagine, he's wearing the ring, definitely he's married. Right? So that's a sign there. There's a sign there. Right? So then you must know that the woman who's walking with him, etc., Jay, this qalam, they linked up and they married. Are you with me? So then you will read this. You wouldn't read this as qalamun. You will read this as qalamu. Because you know that there's a marriage happening here. Because he can't be kasrafied for nothing. Jay, you got that. If you didn't, mark your mushkila.
Fadda lukti. Where are you lost? Why are you lost? Fadda lukti.
Okay, we went back. Jayid, we went back. We didn't go ahead, don't worry, inshallah. Jayid. Yalla, next person. So the mistake there was, doctor said, Aina kitabun Muhammadin, wrong. It's kitabu Muhammadin. Next one. Huwa, it is ala al maktab. Ala means on the maktab, hunaka, over there. Next one. And tell me the mudaf mudafun ilayh.
Daftar is mudaf and
ammar. Daftaru ammarin. Jayid. Notebook of ammar. Next one.
Huwa
ala maktabil mudarrisi. Okay, everybody look at that sentence. Take, if you left out the huwa and the ala. Are you with me? If you left out the huwa and the ala, then originally it would be what? Maktabul mudarrisi. Yes or no?
Yes.
It would be maktabul with the dhamma by default. Maktabul mudarrisi. But why is it maktabi? Because of the harf of jar which came before it. Because of that ala. That ala made it become maktabi. Are you all with me? Are you all with me? Some are coming back now, mashallah. Jayid. So it's huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. Because of that ala, it's maktabi. Otherwise, it would have been maktabu by default. But the ala said, I'm ala. And I will give you a kasra. Because I'm a harf of jar. Are you all with me? Jayid. Another question. Can we say this? Tell me how haram this is. Just haram or it's super haram? If we did this. If we said, huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. We put a alif and lam on the maktab. We put a alif and lam on the mudaf. That's the rule. You should remember that. The mudaf, the item possessed, cannot take an alif and lam. The mudaf cannot take an alif and lam. So if we said, huwa alal maktabil mudarrisi, would that be a small haram or a major haram? Jahannam forever, you'll come out. I'm not coming out, Jamshaykh. Jayid. Next one. Next person, read. Naam, doctor? Or pass. Next person. Yalla, next person. Qalamu. Qalamu man? Hada ya Ali. You pen of who? is this here? Whose pen? Will English will say whose pen is this, O Ali? Next person. Hada qalamul mudarrisi. Excellent. Can we say hada al qalamul mudarrisi? No. We cannot put an alif and lam in the marriage of this possession story here. Jayid? Yalla. Jayid? Next one. Next person. Aina haqibatul mudarrisi. Bag of the teacher. Where's the teacher's bag? Next sentence. هي تحت المكتب. جيد. And the تحت is a ظرف. It works similar to the harf of jar. Next word takes a kasra after it. يلا. Moving on now, young child. Putting speed now. We spent enough time on that. والحمد لله. 45 minutes. تمارين exercises. جيد. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. You give me the answers. أين كتاب محمد? Say كتاب محمد. Where's the book of Muhammad? Give me the جواب, sisters only, from this exercise. أين كتاب comprehension? أين كتاب محمد? هو على المكتب. It is on the desk. هو على المكتب. Next one. Aina kitabu ammarin? Aina kitabu ammarin? Where is the book of Ammar? Jawab, sisters. Aina kitabu ammarin? I'm hearing many things there. Where is the book of Ammar? أين كتاب عمار? Can one sister please tell us where's Ammar's book? فضل أختي. Again أختي. جميل. Listen carefully. I heard some people saying this. هو على المكتب المدرسي. Wrong. Because you got a مضاف and مضاف إليه. The haram thing. You can't put an alif and lam on the مضاف. What is correct? هو على مكتب المدرسي. That's the marriage. Don't make the ala join the maktab. They're not married. The maktab and the mudarris are married. Are you with me? هو على مكتب المدرسي. Those two are linked up. Are you with me? Repeat. هو على مكتب المدرسي. هو على مكتب المدرسي. Excellent. أين حقيبة المدرسي يا أخوات? Where's the bag of the teacher? Teacher's bag? Hiya. Excellent. Now, you saw, you know the huwa and the hiya now. MashaAllah. Jayid. Hiya. Continue. Hiya tahta al-maktabi. It is under the desk. Hiya tahta al-maktabi. Hiya tahta al-maktabi. Excellent. Now, higher level stuff for Bright Spark student. Those who are super concentrating. Those of you who are not, if you don't get it, no problem. Just tell me what's this here. So, we got the word... هذا كتاب. No space, so you just tell me. هذا كتاب. This is a nominal sentence, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, nominal sentence. What's the هذا? It is our مبتدا. It is our subject. This, where is it? هذا. Okay, so هذا is the subject. This is my subject. هذا is my subject. كتاب is my info about it. It is a book. هذا كتاب. This is a book. Are you with me? So, هذا is our subject, is our مبتدا, and كتابٌ is our خبر. جيد. خبر, our info. Our خبر, excellent. جيد. Now look at this sentence. هذا كتاب محمد. Added the span in the works. Added an extra thing. So, هذا كتابٌ مبتدا and خبر. Subject and predicate. Our subject and our info. هذا كتاب محمد. They married now. هذا كتاب محمد. This remains our subject. And this whole thing here is our predicate. Are you with me? هذا كتاب محمد is my info about it. جيد. كتاب محمد is our info about it. والحمد لله. جيد. يلا. Next page. Now they want you to do it. With, from the, with the sisters. Jayid, sister right at the back there, inshallah. Jayid, whoever doesn't want to, just say pass. So they've given you an exercise here. They gave you the word kitabun and muhammadun. Get them married, make nikah, kitabu muhammadin. You saw that? Now it means book of Muhammad. On the side there, they gave you, let's do that line first. So, fadal sister, read the two words quickly and then marry them. Next sister. Next sister? Or pass, next person, fadal, no problem. Huh? What you got there? I got Baitun and Abbasun. Where are you, Ukhti? Huh? Don't go on the side. Go below that. So we got Baitun Abbasun. Baitu Abbasin. Below that, next sister. No, give us the two words first. Read the two words, then give us the marriage. Jameel, marry them. Masha Allah. Next sister. Din. Masha Allah. Next sister. Masha Allah. Next one. Jameel. Next sister. Excellent. So here, look there, we had names. And by default, names are definite. Yes or no? Excellent. Next side over there. Maktabun and al-mudarrisu, the teacher. Join them. Maktabul mudarrisi. Miftahun al-baytu, key and the house. Look at many, many words. You might have thought, well, in the first lesson, you know, I didn't get this word. What was miftah? Well, it repeats itself. Jayid. So miftahun and al-baytu. Join it. Miftahul Bayti. Repeat. Miftahul Bayti. Miftahul Bayti. Dukkanun At-Tajiru. Repeat. Marry them. Dukkanut Tajiri. Dukkanut Tajiri. That's a sun letter too, so that's why we're joining it. Baytun al-Muhandisu. The next sister. Baytun al-Muhandisu. Fadal, marry them. Again. Baytul Muhandisi. Excellent. Next one. Ismun al-Waladu. Name and the boy. Ismun al-Waladu. Join them, sister. Ismul Waladi. Next sister. Kitabun and Allah. We all know this one. You were mudafing and you were mudafing ilay even before you knew about it, Yamashai. Jayid. So what? Kitab? And you ever heard anyone saying Al Kitabullahi? No. You ever heard anyone saying Kitabun Allahi? No. Everyone says Kitabullahi. Kitabullahi. Jayid. So repeat, Kitabullahi. And the next one, next sister, Bintun and At-Tabibu. Bintun, daughter, At-Tabibu, the doctor. So tell us, the doctor's daughter. Baytut, Baytut Tabibi, Baytut Tabibi. And the last one, Miftahun key, which belongs to the car, the car keys. The key of the car. In English, see, we say car keys. We don't say car key. Jayid, where's, what do we say? Jayid? Anyway, car keys, Jayid. Key of the car. Jayid, the car's key. Excellent. Join them up. Miftahus sayyarati. Yalla. Ibrahim. Almost falling asleep here. Next line. They got no sign. They want you to join in. Show us the marriage. No, that's not. Well, it could be. I mean, okay, wait. Wait. All paying attention. You see that word, it's madrasa, right? Madrasa, which means school. But yes, he read it as mudarrisa. Mudarrisa is a female teacher, right? But now, so it could be mudarrisa or it could be madrasa. But the context will tell us what it is. Tell me, can we have door of the madrasa? Yes. Can we have door of the female teacher? No. Jayed. So now we understand. Jayed. So for example, in Arabic, we have the word, we have this here. In Arabic, we have the word Ummun, which means mother. Ummun means mother. But Arabs, they don't write the signs. If it's got a sukun, then it means am, which means o. So if you're reading, someone asks a question, aturidu, do you want sayara? Do you want a car? Am kitab? Do you want a car? Am kitab? You just see no signs. Can it be, do you want a car? Mother book. Here it means am. It's not but rather it's am, or. So the context, the siyaq of the sentence gives us an idea of what's being spoken about. So babul madrasati, Harun.
Himaru rajuli.
MashaAllah, no signs, nothing, but we're doing it here. Himaru rajuli, everyone.
Himaru rajuli.
Man's donkey. Next, brother.
Baytu Hamidin.
Baytu Hamidin, house of Hamid, or Hamid's house. Next one. Sayyaratul Mudiri. The car of the teacher. Oh no, the principal, Jayed. Rather just go with the apostrophe, teacher's car. Next one. Mindil, not mandil. Mandil, different department. Jayed. Mindil, handkerchief. Ammar doesn't have a mandil. He's got a mindil. Jayed. Mindilu Ammarin. Mindilu Ammarin. Jayed. We're doing a similar thing here once in Canada. And so one of the brothers was almost falling asleep. So he just woke up and I just caught him off guard. So I said something, Al-Hindu. What's Al-Hindu? We did that. Al-Hindu?
India.
Jai. So he was caught unaware. Al-Hindu. So I said, you know, finish the sentence or something. The thing was continents. So, Al-Madinatu fi something, As-Sinu fi Asia, Al-Hindu fi Asia, Asia meaning Asia, Zimbabwe fi Afriqia. So he was caught unaware, and I said, Suleiman, or whatever his name was, Al-Hindu? Al-Hindu fi Nar. So he said, Al-Hindu fi Nar. What's fi Nar? In the fire. Jayed. And he was talking about a different Hindu. I was talking about Hindu, Al-Hindu meaning the country. He thought of something else. And he gave his own answer. Alhamdulillah. Jayed, yalla. So, Mindilu Ammarin. Next person. Father, doctor.
Ismu
Talibi. You lose your snooze. Jayed. Ismu Talibi. Next person. Excellent. Everybody says Baytullah. Where are you going, brother? I'm going to Baytullah. Alhamdulillah. Jayed. Baytullahi. Nobody says Baytun. Allahu. It's all Baytullahi. House of Allah. We even translate it and we say house of Allah. Jayed. Next one. We got a fee now. They put a fee there, which is a harf of jar, which is going to affect things. So fee. Fi kitabillahi. Next one. Harf of jar again. Min. Min baytil mudarrisi, from the house of the teacher. Min bay, where did you get these sweets? Min baytil mudarrisi, from the teacher's house. Next one. Ala, where's the book? Ala maktabil mudiri, on the table of the mudir, on the teacher's table, on the teacher's table. Walhamdulillah, ala maktabil mudiri. Jayed. Did you all understand that? Jayed. I think now you like 70% understand the mudaf and mudafun ilay marriage. Walhamdulillah. Jayed. So now I'm not going to ask you to read. You just listen to me. I'm reading the next 20 sentences. You just listen to me. Aina, but you circle the mudaf and mudafun ilays. Okay? So aina, and maybe now and then I'll ask someone. So I hope you're paying attention, then I'll catch you whether you found it or you didn't. I'm taking it for granted you're finding them. Aina baytul mudarrisi, house of the teacher. Huwa ba'idun, it is far. Al-Qur'anu, the Qur'an, that's our mubtada, that's our thing we're talking about, our subject. What about the Qur'an, brother? Kitabullahi, it's the Book of Allah, Kitabullahi, excellent. Al-Ka'batu, what about the Kaaba, brother? That's your subject, that's your mubtada, nominal sentence. Tell us something about it. Al-Ka'batu, Baytullahi. That's the info. It is the house of Allah. Jay, in the Noble Quran, you got so many examples. Example, Allah says, the Ahlul Kitabi. Huh? You all say, you know, can we get married to the Ahlul Kitab? Can we eat the food of the Ahlul Kitab? People of the book. We say, Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of the Alameen of the worlds. Rabbul Alameen. Jayid. We say, the mercy of Allah. How is that? Rahmatullahi. Rahmatullahi. Mercy of Allah. Abdullahi. What's that? Slave of Allah. Amatullahi. Female slave of Allah. Jayid. Ahlu Baytin. The family of the Prophet ﷺ, the people of his house, Ahlu Baytin, the Ahl, the family of the house, the household, Dhul Fadli, possessor of virtue for Zakat, Ibn Sabili, the son of the road. Doesn't mean son of the road, means the wayfarer, means the person who's like stuck on the road. Jayid, he's not unable to get back to his country, he can be given Zakat, like the refugee, etc. Jayid, Ibn Sabili, Banatul Akhi, we have one bint. And then many daughters, banat, bint and banat. Daughters of the brother, banatul akhi. Banatul akhi, that's in the Quran with regards to inheritance and all of this here. Banatul akhi, daughters of the brother, Jayid. No, that was to do with the ayah of who you can marry, Jayid. Or who you're not allowed to marry, rather. Ayatul kursi. Ayatul Kursi, we all say Ayatul Kursi, the ayah of the chair, the ayah of the throne, ayah of Kursi, Suratul Fatihati, Surah of Al-Fatiha. That's all mudafun mudafun ilay. You all say Suratul Baqarati, nobody says Suratul Baqarata. You all say Suratul Ikhlasi, nobody says Suratul Ikhlasa, Suratul Ikhlasu, no, Suratul Ikhlasi. Every, because Surah, because what, English, chapter of such and such, chapter of such and such. Yalla, moving on. Muhammadun, Jayid, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then Rasulullahi. I hope you're circling. Kharaj al mudarrisu, exited the mudarris. Min, from ghurfatil mudiri, room of the mudir. Ghurfatil mudiri. Hada baytu hamidin. Baytu hamidin. Wadhalika, and that is Baytu Khalidin, house of Khalid. Have we exhausted this now, Ya Mashaykh? You know it in and out now. Ibn Ammarin, son of Ammar. Ibn Ammarin, Ibn Ammarin. What about him? What about the son of Ammar? Ah, Talibun, he is a student. Wabn Yasirin, and the son of Yasir, what about him? He is a tajirun, okay, businessman. Baytul Mudarrisi, house of the teacher, ba'idun fa. Wa baytul tajiri qareebun, and the house of the businessman is close. Jayid. And look at that. Can you see that Ibn Ammarin, number 7, Ibn Ammarin talibun, wa Ibn Yasirin tajirun. Can you see that? Can you all see that?
Yes.
Can you see that sod on top of the alif? That's called a hamzatul wasl. Wasl means to join. It means that hamza should not be pronounced if it's in the middle of a sentence. We'll pronounce it at the beginning of that sentence because we're starting the sentence. So we'll say ibnu. We're pronouncing that alif. We say ibnu. Ibnu alif. Ibnu ammarin talibun. Wabnu. We're joining the waw with the ba. We're not pronouncing that alif which has that sod on it. We're not pronouncing it. Why? Because it's called the hamzatul wasl. It's called the hamza of joining. When it's there, we don't pronounce it. If in the middle somewhere, if we can join without pronouncing it, that's what we do. Are you with me? Are you with me? That's another thing we just learned now. Alhamdulillah. Wabnu yasirin tajirun. Repeat. If it's at the beginning of the sentence, you pronounce it. If it's in the middle of the sentence, you do not pronounce it. So, for example, your name. So, what's your father's name, Muhammad?
Rafiq.
So, this guy, he would say that Ismi Muhammad ibn Rafiq. Muhammad ibn Rafiq. He's not pronouncing that alif. So, it would technically be wrong not a sin or something, but like this. Ismi Muhammadun Ibnu Rafiq. Ibnu Rafiqin. Too long story, just join it. But if it's at the beginning of the sentence, then it would be Ibnu Rafiq. We'll pronounce that alif. Simple rule again. If this Hamzatul Wasl thing is in the middle of the sentence, don't pronounce, rather just skip it. If it's in the beginning, we pronounce it. Yalla. Hada miftahu sayyarati. Repeat. Aina miftahul bayti. Where's the key of the
house?
Jayid. And by the way, you can just make a note somewhere on this page somewhere. They're on page number 14 and 15 of the handout notes. You have many other examples from the Noble Quran. So we're not going to go there now. But you can note here on your page right now. See page 14 and 15 of the handouts for more examples from the Noble Quran. Hayyakumullah. Doctor says it's time for a break, but we can't take that break until we finish this page. Jayid, so give me 2 minutes and we'll be done, inshallah. Yalla, you know how long our 2 minutes takes, right? Min... أين من من أنت يا ولدو من أنت يا ولدو أنا ابن أباس. You saw me not pronouncing that thing there. أنا ابن أباس. أنا ابن أباس. Where's the مضاف and مضاف إليه there? That ابن أباس. I'm pronouncing it separately now. So the ابن أباس is the مضاف, son of Abbas, son of Abbas. وابن من وابن من هو, son of who is he? Huwa ibn Khalidin. He is the son of Khalid. Aina masjidu Rasulillahi. Aina masjidu Rasulillahi. Jameel. Jameel. Tell me where's the mudaf and mudafun ilayhi. Where's the bright spark? Put up your hand. Look here. Aina masjidu Rasulillahi. Where's the mudaf and mudafun ilayhi there? Listen, listen, listen. There's a double mudaf and a double mudafun ilay. Even in English, where's the masjid of the Rasul of Allah? Together, we got three things. Where's the masjid? Separate. Masjid of Rasulullah. So masjid is a mudaf, is an item, and Rasulullah, it belongs to him. And then Rasul is a mudaf, and he belongs to Allah. He's the Rasul of Allah. So we got two mudafs and two mudafun ilay there. Did you see that? Masjidu is a mudaf. Rasulullah is its mudafun ilay. And then Rasul is also a mudaf. And Allah is a mudafun ilay. Did you all get that? Masha Allah. Say Masha Allah. Jayyid. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa fil madinatil munawwarati. What's the huwa? The huwa is he. I'm asking, where's the masjid of Rasulullah? Then they say, huwa fil madinatil munawwara. It is in Medina al Munawwara. That huwa means it, or it means the Rasul is in Medina.
Masjid.
The masjid. We're talking about the masjid. Where's the masjid? It's in Medina al Munawwara. Baytu Hamidin, mudaf mudafun ilayh, fil madrasati. Bintu Hamidin, daughter of Hamid, fil madrasati. Wa bintu Muhammadin fil jami'ati. Where is she? She's at the jami'ah. Where? At the university. Ismul Mudarrisi, name of the teacher, Sa'idun. Wasmul Muhandisi, Khalidun. And the name of the engineer is Khalid. Ammu Talibi, uncle of the student, is Ghaniyun. Ammu Talibi, that's our. Tell me. Ammu Talibi, grammatically, what's that? That's our. No, before that. Ammu Talibi. Now let's see. This is a nominal sentence. Ammu Talibi Ghaniyun. Yes. Ammu Talibi is a mudaf and a mudafun ilay. We know that. But also grammatically, it is our subject. It is our mubtada. Our mubtada is two words here. Uncle of the student. What about him? He is Ghaniyun. MashaAllah. We're going now 1 hour, 10 minutes, subhanAllah. Babul Masjidi. Door of the masjid, maftuhun. Babul Madrasati, mughlaqun. What's mughlaq?
Closed.
Khalu Hamidin. What's khal? Uncle. Mother's brother is called khal. Mother's sister is called khala. Jayed? That's where, for example, Urdu, maybe Gujarati, etc., they got Kala. Originally, it came from Arabic, which was Khala. Jayed? Khala. Obviously, it went to India, it came back as Kala. Jayed? And then some took it as a surname also. Excellent. Sayyaratu Abbasin. Jayed? Sayyaratu Abbasin. What's Sayyaratu Abbasin? Abbas's car. Fishari'i is where? Why Shari'i? Why Shari'i? Because it has been majrurified by the fi. The fi made it take a kasra. Jay, last two sentences. Ibn man anta. You ask a boy. Ibn man anta. Son of who are you? Whose son are you? He says, Anabnul mudardisi. I am the son of the teacher. Anabnul mudardisi. I am the son of the teacher. Aynal kalbu. Where is the? Where's the dog? Huwa tahta sayyarati. It is under the? It is under the car. Jayid. Huwa tahta sayyarati. It is under the car. Jayid. And we said that the word tahta, it's not a harf of jar. It's called a zarf. It's called a zarf, fancy word. It's an ad. But the main thing is it works like the harf of jar. So the word after it takes a kasra. Jayid. And number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine. Oh, there's so much. Ya Allah. Jayid. Should we just leave that to you now? Jayid. Like number one. Something Beiti Mughlaqun. What? Babul Beiti Mughlaqun. Can you all see that? Something Beiti Mughlaqun. What? Babul Beiti Mughlaqun. Number two. Aina something Sayara. Aina? Aina Miftahu Sayarati. Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulu? Rasulullah. Something tabibi ba'idun. Baytu tabibi ba'idun. You can also say sayarat. No, you can't say sayaratu. Why? We'll learn later. Why you can't say sayaratu? Because sayara is feminine. Then it should be ba'idatun. You see that describing word should be ba'idatun. If it was sayara. So use a masculine thing. So baytul tabibi ba'idun. Al-Qur'anu kitabu lahi. Khadijatu something hamidin. Khadijatu ummu hamidin. Khadija is the mother of Hamid. Or Khadijatu zawjatu hamidin. She's the wife of Hamid. Ana something mudarrisi. Ana ibnul mudarrisi. Joining ana ibnul mudarrisi. Or ana abul mudarrisi. And the father of the teacher. Something at-talibi maksurun. Something of the student is broken. Qalamu at-talibi maksurun. Bab something maftuhun. Babul masjid. So now do you understand that when you go to the haram, etc., though they have there, they don't just have babun. If they got like this, they got babun number seven. That's bab number seven or whatever. But then they'll have babu bilalin. This is a mudafun ilay. Babu Ahmadin, Babu Muhammadin, door of Muhammad, Jayid, door of Babu Aba Bakrin, etc. Jayid, excellent. So now we take a break of 10 minutes, Yamashayah. 10 minutes, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Everyone is required to leave the class, stretch, take a short walk, etc., and come back and make dua to Allah that He grants you understanding, inshallah.